Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Aga Shahid Ali. Aga Shahid Ali. Now Aga Shahid Ali was a Kashmiri American poet who wrote in English and was influenced by both Eastern as well as Western literary traditions. His dates are from 1949 to 2001 and in his poetry you will prominently find mention of both Hindu and Muslim traditions of the East, and of course since he lived in America, American traditions, literary traditions also find mention. Now after this he was also a translator of the poetry of Faiz Ahmed Faiz. Now Faiz Ahmed Faiz is a Urdu poet and Aga Shahid Ali is particularly famous for using the ghazal form in his poetry. And not just ghazal form, he also used sonnet form, sestina, vilanil, and then he also used hybrid forms such as canzone and ghazal, then couplet and sonnet. Or canzone kya hota hai? It's a Italian verse form. And in his poetry, he explores themes such as exile, identity, culture, history, memory, and even death. Then he also draws from his personal experiences as a migrant, because ultimately he was born in India and later on he migrated to the United States. So he draws from these experiences being a Muslim as well as a Kashmiri, and in his poetry he writes about the realities of Kashmir in those times. And there is a very famous poem written by him called Kashmir Without a Post Office. And this was published in the volume of poetry called The Country Without a Post Office. Okay, ye bahut famous hai, The Country Without a Post Office. This was published in 1997. And broadly speaking, it takes for its subject matter the Kashmiri uprising against India, which happened in the 1990s. Okay, jab militants aa gaye the and there was starting of the militancy phase in Kashmir. That is what he describes. Because as soon as that started, ultimately kya hua tha? It led to political violence and also closure of many of the country's post offices for 7 months. So usi se ye title aaya hai, Kashmir Without a Post Office. Then there is another important book of poetry written by Aga Shahid Ali. The title is A Nostalgist's Map of America. A Nostalgist's Map of America. This one came out in 1991. And basically it's a series of travels through landscapes. So he talks about his memories of boyhood in Kashmir and then of course coming to America. And a famous critic says of the poetry of Shahid Ali is that imagination in his poems links the past and the present, America and India, Islamic and American deserts, American cities and former American Indian tribes, modern deserts and prehistoric oceans. So this is what a critic says about the poems of Shahid Ali, and in particular this volume of poetry, A Nostalgist's Map of America. Uske baad maine aapko bataya tha that Shahid Ali is also known for the ghazals that he writes. So there is a volume of poetry called Ravishing Disunities, Real Ghazals in English. Ravishing Disunities, Real Ghazals in English. This came out in the year 2000. And in this volume of poetry, he describes the long history of Western writers' fascination with ghazals. And for example, which writers have used the ghazal form? One famous writer is Adrienne Rich. Adrienne Rich ke baare mein aapne padha hoga. And why is Adrienne Rich famous? She is the one who proposed the idea of the lesbian continuum. In her famous work called Compulsory Heterosexuality and Lesbian Existence. So this is the work for which Adrienne Rich is famous. And Adrienne Rich in her poems also uses the ghazal form. And after Adrienne Rich, other examples can be of the poet John Hollander. John Hollander, he was an American poet. And then the Australian writer Judith Wright. All of these writers and poets make use of the ghazal form in their poetry. Then after this, the next important work by Shahid Ali is called Call Me Ismail Tonight. Call Me Ismail Tonight, which came out in the year 2003. And even this is a book of ghazals. And another scholar and critic called Amardeep Singh, he describes the works of Shahid Ali by saying that Ali blends the rhythms and forms of the Indo-Islamic tradition with a distinctly American approach to storytelling. So this is how this critic describes the works of Shahid Ali. Blending of the rhythms and forms of the Indo-Islamic tradition with a distinctly American approach to storytelling. Now, after that, the next important work by Shahid Ali is called Rooms Are Never Finished. Okay, Rooms Are Never Finished. And this came out in the year 2001. Okay, and this is basically a collection of poems that reflect on Ali's terminal illness and his impending death. Because as you know, Shahid Ali died of brain cancer. Okay, so in these poems, he writes about that experience and that phase of his life. And the poems are divided into four sections. First, The Dying Room. Okay, The Dying Room, which contains poems about his hospitalization and treatment. Okay, uske baad the next part is called The Afterlife. Okay, The Afterlife, which contains poems about his ancestors, his faith, his beliefs. Then the next part is called I Dream I Am at the Ghat of the Only World. Okay, I Dream I Am at the Ghat of the Only World. Now, this part contains poems about his literary influences and legacy. Okay? And the name of this anthology is Rooms Are Never Finished. Then there are two more works that you should keep in mind. One collection is called The Half Inch Himalayas. Okay? The Half Inch Himalayas. Then another one is called A Walk Through the Yellow Pages. Okay? A Walk Through the Yellow Pages. And even this volume of poetry received a lot of recognition and praise, and a very famous critic says about this volume of poetry that it is a book of surreal world of nightmare, fantasy, incongruity, wild humor, and the grotesque. All the existential anxieties have their source in problems of growing up, leaving home, being a migrant, and the meeting of cultures. The idiom is American and contemporary. Okay, so this is how this critic describes this work of Shahid Ali. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important works of Shahid Ali. Kya kya bataya maine aapko? One, The Country Without a Post Office. Second, Rooms Are Never Finished. Third, A Nostalgist's Map of America. Fourth, A Walk Through the Yellow Pages. Uske baad, The Half Inch Himalayas. The Half Inch Himalayas. And one more I told you, Call Me Ismail Tonight, a book of ghazals. Okay? Call Me Ismail Tonight, a book of ghazals. And remember that Agha Shahid Ali is a practitioner of the ghazal form, and he also translated a collection of Faiz Ahmed Faiz's poetry. Okay? Aur ek aur inka jo collection of poetry hai, kya bataya tha maine? Ravishing Disunities, Real Ghazals in English. Okay? Ravishing Disunities, Real Ghazals in English. And along with this, you should know about the ghazal form. Ki ghazal form hota kya hai? Broadly speaking, it consists of couplets. Couplets that are complete in themselves. Okay? And in the end, poem ke end mein, after couple of couplets, okay? In the final few couplets, the name of the poet is also mentioned. Okay?